Blog Talk Radio.
For the time is come, that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4 and verse 17. Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. I believe. It's December 20th, 2018, Thursday, in Dayton, Ohio. And it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is doing well and everyone is doing great this afternoon. We are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was a psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We here from Chatting from the Word hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word enjoy chatting with you from the Word of God. Oh, good afternoon, everyone. I'm not pumped up this afternoon. You know, the weather's not as great, but you know what? It is just a blessing to be alive, a blessing to be in the Lord, a blessing to be able to breathe, see, to hear, and all that good stuff. The Lord has blessed us and given us another benefit, and that is something neither one of us need to forget. Sometimes we forget how blessed we are, don't we? And we take it all for granted. But you know what? Like that song says, count your blessings instead of sheep. And you'll recognize your blessings outweighed the bad things that have happened in your life. You know, in life, we're going to go through something. That's a given there. But you know, when you have the Lord on your side, when you have it walking with the Lord, life becomes much more easier to bear when we're going through the storms, when we're going through the mixture of problems. You know, Brother Oscar has been around for quite some time. And I know young people, if you're too young, you don't recognize how blessed you are. Don't recognize that the problems that you may have is not as is medium is minimum. But wait till you keep on growing and Lord. Sometimes Satan has a way of bringing things to us, not so much as Satan, but it's when we start seeing from a different eye lens. When you start seeing different from a different lens and see the world in a different way. And sometimes I believe the world sometimes cloud our way when it comes to our belief in Jesus Christ, because you have so much out there in the world to cloud our way in Jesus Christ, don't we? And before I forget, I want to start on the program mentioning birthdays. And if you have a birthday coming up, contact Brother Oscar so that he can announce it on the air and let everyone know that it's your day and it's your birthday. Okay? Brother Oscar, don't mind doing that. And if you have any announcements that you want to let Brother Oscar make on the air here at Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, let me know. I don't mind doing that. This program, and I keep saying it, it's not just my program, but it's your program also. Brother Oscar brought this program on with you in mind so that you may be able, and with myself, to study God's Word. So if you have any announcements from your church that you want Brother Oscar to announce, just let me know. If you have any birthdays that you want us to mention on the air, just let us know, and we'd be happy to do that. And again, if you have any questions, if you want to talk to your host here, and if you have any questions, if you have any thoughts about the lessons that I've been bringing, and if you don't agree with what Brother Oscar is teaching on some of the things he have taught, you can always call me right here on the air. We don't have to make a big show of it, but you can ask your questions. And if you want to ask questions, the area code is 657-383-0883. And we'd be waiting for your call, because Brother Oscar don't mind talking with you, because I believe that eternity is too important to miss. And if there is any discrepancies of what I'm teaching, let me know. Please do. I'm like Isaiah 1:18. He said, "Come now and let us reason together," said the Lord. "Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 1:18. You know, when we reason together and discuss things, I believe we can be better stewards, if I can put it like that, for the Lord. I believe the reason why many of us have disagreements when it comes to God's Word is the fact that we do not study God's Word together enough to see what we are believing, and as I keep saying on our YouTube station, I tell you all the time, don't leave the show because you're upset with something. Brother Oscar said. Just let him know that you don't agree with what he just said, and we can discuss it, because I believe you're a child of God, I'm a child of God, and I believe that we all can, as Isaiah says here, reason together. All right, if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for on the air, you can let me know. The time is now. And again, the number is 657-383-0883. Do me a favor. I'm gonna say this, and I said it yesterday. Get your pen and paper and write the number down so that you won't forget it. And when 2 o'clock comes, you can be ready to call in your prayer request. Don't be afraid to call in. I'm not a booger bear, as I keep saying to everyone. All right? So call your request, your prayer request in, so that we can pray for you and keep you in our prayers, because we all need prayers. No one is exempt. We all stand in the need of prayer. All right. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. No, excuse me. That's not the one I wanted. But here it is. Excuse me. The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. When we pray to the Lord, we can make our requests to him, especially we that can get a prayer across to him. And it was James says in James 5, a fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So our prayer must be fervent, and we got to do what's right if we want the Lord to hear our prayers. And as I just said, if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for on the air, this is your time to request it. All right, let us pray. Our Father, our Lord, how great you are. You are the great I am. You are our shelter in the time of storms. Father, please help us when we are going through the changes that life brings. Father, always keep your loving arms around us, because sometimes, Father, the road gets a little rough and tough. And sometimes we just want to falter by the wayside. Oh, Father, just help us to bear the storms that life may bring. Oh, Father, we come praying for each listener. Father, we pray that you be with them, guide them, help them to continue walking as a Christian should. Father, help them to overcome the many obstacles that are standing in their way, Father. And Father, we come praying for those that are struggling with illnesses, diabetes, with high blood pressure, with arthritis, those that had a stroke, those that have so many ailments, cancer, and all that. Father, we ask, Father, that you heal their bodies and allow them to know, Father, that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. And Father, we come praying for our program, Chatting from the Word. Father, we pray, Father, that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us that we may continue on chatting from the Word about your Word. And Father, we come asking that you may we come praying for the lesson that's on our minds today. Oh, Father, we pray that each one that may hear it, they may understand it, and they learn and live by it. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. God's grace and mercy. God's grace and mercy. You serve a merciful Lord, don't we? And our Father wants us to be in Jesus Christ. And the way we are in Christ is to study his word to see what he wants us to do in Christ. See, many of us believe that we just can study on our own, just live the life of Christ without any help from no one. That is the reason why I wanted to come on the air with Chatting from the Word, so that we can talk about God's Word together. This is the reason why I ask and been asking for quite some time. You all that have been listening to our program, that have been encouraged by our program, and if we have through our program have helped someone to come to Christ. And I, your host here, I know it's nothing wrong with supporting the ministry because the scriptures bear it out that the ministry needs to be supported. And we here at Chatting from the Word, we ask that you support us here. And as I keep on saying, Brother Oscar's not a rich man. And we need monies. Without monies, you can't do anything today. You know it, and I know it. Prices are going up. Things cost more. Things not like it was back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and the 80s. Things cost money. So when we want to ask you to sponsor our program. Whatever amount you give a month, it'd be appreciative. If it's a dollar, 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50, it would be very much appreciated if you give that a month. And if you want to do a one-time donation, that's fine too. We're not turning down any amount. And Brother Oscar wants you to know that if you want to give a one-time donation, it is all right, too. And I believe I mentioned this the other day that we're on PayPal. If you want to pay it through PayPal, go through PayPal, just put my name in, and my account would come up, and they would direct you how to donate your monies. So if you are enjoying what we're doing here on Chatting from the Word, and if you believe Brother Oscar is doing a good job, support, sponsor, and donate to Chatting from the Word. And I always said, if you want to contact me, if you're not contacting me right now, and if you want to contact me now on the show, the number is 657-383-0883. If you want to contact me outside the show, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me there. Or you can send me an email to my email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And if you want to talk with me there, leave me a line or two. But while you're there, I have a bookstore. We have two books we authored. One, Peace Replaced in the Storm, God is in Control, which is 2150. And the other one is Bridges of Friendship, which is also 2150. And we hope that you go and order your book. Order your book and have it ready for your young people. Give it as a gift this season. As people call Christmas. I don't call it Christmas because Christ was born on this December 25th. But if you want to give the books as a gift. It will make a nice gift. And if you want both books, it's $43. And when you order the books, it will also help us here at Chatting from the Word. So we hope that you do that. And Brother Oscar will be very much appreciated. I got to eat, y'all. Please eat me. Buy my books. Okay? All right, before the lesson, we want to play another song. We've been doing that quite some time, adding. We ain't going to play it too long because we don't have that much time left, but we hope that you hear these words, listen to attentively, and listen to God's voice. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. You all who do not have your Bibles, go quickly and get your Bible because we've run out of time. And I'm not going to take too long. We're going to do a wrap-up of what we were discussing on yesterday. A Savior, which is Christ our Lord. A Savior is born, which is Christ our Lord. So go quickly, get your Bibles, and I believe we're going to just read one verse today. Okay? We're not going to spend too much time. And that's verse 11. Maybe verse 11, 12, 13. Okay, here we go. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. He shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude in the heaven host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. What I'm going to talk about quickly is Christ. Christ came down from the beautiful heaven to give himself to us as a gift. And God himself gave Christ as a gift, so that we can have salvation. Christ gave of himself as a gift to us. And as he lived, he gave of himself. I believe since we are in the season of giving, and many at this time of the year love giving. Many are smiling, many are giving, many are praising God, many are singing carols, and they are happy to give. You know, we as Christians giving can be a main source of our love, not just for the Lord, but for each other. How can we as Christians not give to one another? You know, of course, you say, Brother Oscar, there's many ways to give. And yes, it is. You can give of yourself, of time, of your talent, many ways to give. But the giving I'm talking about is giving to help the ministry of Jesus Christ. And I might as well be quite honest with you. There's nothing wrong in supporting a ministry. We at this time, we give gifts to everybody and to everything else. We give gifts to our charities. We give gifts to somebody who's talking about world changes. We give gifts. We give our monies to things that doesn't even much have God in mind. But why not give to a ministry that is reaching out to save the souls of men? I'm a true believer that it's nothing wrong with that, my friend. We give to everything else, but we give to God, the ministries of Christ last. We do not put Christ in our bucket to give. That's why, and many of you might think that Brother Oscar's wrong for asking for a gift to keep chatting from the word on the air. And I do look at it as a gift. But if Christ Jesus gave of himself as a gift so that salvation can be brought down, if Christ Jesus gave of himself so that the body of Christ could be here and that we can be saved in the body of Christ, I believe we should be giving. Many may say, Brother Oscar, do you know what you're talking about? Yes. Look at the way in Acts, in the book of Acts, how those Christians gave. They gave. If you can remember the story of Ananias and Sapphira, they was going to give a portion of the house they sold. Of course, they kept part of the proceeds and lied to the Holy Ghost. And most of you all know the story. But there's nothing wrong. The point is, since we are in the season of giving, why not give a gift to Jesus Christ ministry? And that's the part that your brother is talking about here. We might finish this tomorrow, okay? We pray with you, please. Father, which art in heaven, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings you brought up. We thank you for this program. We hope and pray that the lesson we teach might hit the hearts and souls of men. And we hope all to have a good day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you from the Word. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day.